Welcome back to the Nerdcast for episode 8. We're on it this time.
Well,
we prepared ahead of time.
And by prepared, he means
kind of.
We looked up our own stream to see what episode just came up.
Just,
you
know, just
you gotta
moments
do what you gotta
before.
Do, right?
So it's episode 8, as we mentioned, the Nerdcast, season 4, 5 guys, or I guess 4 guys and a girl, on couches.
Do we need to do some research on that one before the episode starts next time?
I guess so.
Do a apparently. Head count.
We're going to go who's backwards alphabetically again? This time since we went forwards last time, announcing who's here. Tyler is here.
Hello.
Aaron.
Hi.
Bob.
Hello.
Adam.
Howdy.
And out of alphabetical order, myself, Iggy.
Always out of
but I figured,
order.
You know, either I'm either saving the best for last or just being polite and as the person announcing who's here, saving myself as the best for last.
I feel like there's some other explanation.
Yeah.
Okay. So last week was a huge week in geekdom. Really the best way to put it. We had a million things to talk about just from Monday. And then I don't want to say really that it seemed to fizzle out, but it just wasn't, the rest of the week just didn't match that exciting level.
Died.
Well, I mean, that was a good Monday. It's not like the rest of the week was bad.
That was the only thing good about a Monday was that much news.
It was a good day. We didn't even have to use our AKs.
That's true.
So, of course, we talked last time about some Suicide Squad cast announcements or possibilities as well. Evil Dead returning to television, well, returning to recording, I guess, to on television.
Mm-hmm.
My words aren't working so well. And a number of other things, but you can go back to episode 7, Bananas. That's what we titled it for that one. No comments, mm-hmm. Tyler?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Okay, there we go. So how's everybody? I know Tyler's seen Interstellar now since we've last.
I have. That's good.
Adam has played plenty of Assassin's Creed since we last talked.
I played some video games, that is for sure.
And we'll talk a little bit about some video games because we all had quite the eventful weekend with those. Bob, anything exciting?
I did nothing.
Oh, you sounded like Eeyore.
Sounded like the most exciting thing I have ever heard, to be honest.
This, honestly, this was a week of absolute nothing.
A little bit jealous.
I haven't seen a movie at the theater for like a month.
Me neither.
I am going through withdrawal.
A whole month.
I need to see something.
Go see Interstellar.
Yeah. There's Interstellar, Big Hero 6. You were the one making a big deal about Dumb and Dumber
and
2.
And which was number one at the box
office.
I've
heard good things, yeah.
Yeah.
All good things. All good things.
Beat Big Hero 6. No, actually, I'm going to wait till this weekend and go see Interstellar at a good theater.
When we see him next Monday, he's going to have seen 12 movies.
Right, he would have
weekend.
Seen all the movies he just named.
Yes. And then some.
Mm-hmm.
He'll also have somehow seen movies that aren't even showing yet at the theater. He'll have somehow worked his magic there. Aaron, anything exciting for you?
Not a thing, although I did take part in some awesome video game marathoning this weekend. It was really
you're
cool.
Working on some costumes?
Yeah, I am working on costumes as well. Mm-hmm. Should I talk about that? Is this going to be Aaron Lay's podcast?
No.
Ah, shite. Well, I'm doing some cool things. It's going to be awesome.
But we did hint at it, of course. Really excited to say that we raised $560 this past weekend for the Children's Miracle Network.
Yay. Thank you, everybody.
Hooray! Yes, thank you to all those who donated, who shared, and of course the Project Nerd teammates who participated. It was a fun and exciting weekend. 8 a.m. Central Time, Saturday morning to 8 p.m. Central Time, Sunday evening, and then we managed to play a little bit more video games even afterwards.
Longer, yeah.
We even went.
I mean, you couldn't stop. Where we were at 8 p.m. was not a stopping place.
So it was we were the juggernaut. We were.
There was no stopping
us.
The
momentum was going. There was no stopping. So it was 36 straight hours. We passed it around amongst the Project Nerd team, but yeah, $560 raised. A pretty awesome achievement. We're pretty excited about it. And again, we can't thank you all enough who helped donated. And of course, if you didn't or you're not sure what we're talking about, you can go to extra-life.org. It's got the little hyphen in there like Project Nerd does.
It does.
Mm-hmm. So extra-life.org/team/pro-nerd. You can check out a little bit more about our team, and you can actually donate through the end of the year, so we could still raise more funds, and we're always welcome. That money goes directly to the Children's Miracle Network. We each pick a hospital near us, or for those of us that have multiple people in the same location, near our hometowns and stuff as well. So pretty cool that that money goes straight there. So,
yeah, and, I mean, children's hospitals can't get enough money. That's certainly my opinion of the matter.
True, true.
But that was a lot of fun. Okay. I had a good time.
It was.
I played, I think, 16 hours.
16 hours. That's
there,
impressive.
Thereabouts.
So our goal for next year, and Brandon Whetstone, our game admin, is already on this. He's excited. We want to assemble basically regional rooms or teams and pull the full 24-hour stint. So, like,
I'm good.
Those in the Kansas City area, you know, we'll have like four or five TVs set up with games going and everybody doing their 24-hour runs. Same thing in Denver, maybe Chicago, wherever we've got enough people to get together. Book the full 24 hours with as many people playing as possible. You know how many raids we could accomplish in Destiny with that time?
I mean, legitimately, that was exactly what I was thinking. Yes.
This is Destiny.
It's like 24 hours with six people in the same room, six TVs. Good Lord.
So much Destiny.
And then the idea, of course, would be to set up like webcams or something in those rooms, maybe stream that over something as well. Set up a free Ustream channel or something even. But big plans, yeah. So we'll do it again next year. Hopefully next year, we'll, if it's that last weekend in October, I know if we do any events at the end of the year, we don't have anything planned for that time. So we could probably do it the same weekend as the main Extra Life event. Yeah. So, and more planned out. But other than that, a lot of other gaming things. Assassin's Creed, we talked about. Played a number of people back on the World of Warcraft.
Oh, and then, gosh. Then, I mean, they were pixel hunting to find the quest giver for the first quest because there were so many people around it, and there's screenshots where it's just all you can see are screen names.
Yeah.
Like, the whole screen is just screen names. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I have friends who obviously still play. I don't, although I was given the CD key for the game, so it's on my computer, but I don't have an active account, so I can't play at the moment. But
at the moment, right?
At the moment. At the moment.
I will always, I actually did look at
my
account.
I can stop when I want.
It's been over, it's been since August of last year that my account was, like, paid at any time, so it's been on,
He did pay for a year at that point.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Never paid for more than 2 months at a time. But, never. I mean, I went on a pretty solid kick there for a while. I've played it a lot, so. But I'm more than a year clean now. But but I have some friends who have been playing it a lot. Like, because a buddy of mine got me back into playing Hearthstone, which is, I guess, the least addictive of the Blizzard games, and a little Diablo. And I still see all people on my friends list playing it. But queues are back in servers for the first time in ever. Like, and wait 30 minutes to then get on and play after you've already logged in.
Right.
So.
That's exciting.
A lot of people are playing it.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
What else came out?
Grand Theft Auto's.
The Halo.
Grand Theft Auto's this week, too. Halo.
Grand Theft Auto's tonight, along with, what do you call it?
Dragon Age Inquisition
yeah. And the new Far Cry.
Yeah. So by time this is out, of course.
And Little Big Planet.
People will have said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the new Little Big for PS4, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's the third one, right?
Yep.
It's the third. It's Little Big Planet 3, but it's technically the fourth title in the franchise because they had Little Big Planet Karting.
That's what I was curious
about.
Totally
different game.
Yeah.
That's still the franchise.
It's not. It's like saying that Mario Brothers is in like its 59th installment just because of like, you know.
Well, first of all,
party.
It might be in its 59th installment.
No.
We're going, you know.
All right. So you had.
I kind of want to count them now.
You had your hand up, Aaron. Did you have a comment for us before this?
No, I was just going to tell Tyler to speak into the tip.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't know. I wasn't talking. I don't have anything important to say about video games very much. I'm not as cool as you guys. I didn't, like, grow up, you know, like,
being
come
awesome.
Out of the womb and playing them.
Kind of, Tyler put it on the head right there, on the tip. He mentioned that you weren't as cool as us.
I'm
didn't
so
grow up
not cool.
Being
I didn't.
Awesome.
You guys all had like video game systems when you were like 6 years old, you know, and that just wasn't me. I had to like
I don't
sneak
think I was
out
six.
At lunchtime.
I think I was eight or so.
In school in middle school to go play
five.
Video games with people.
I was probably five, but I was.
As soon as it happened, You got it. And that's cool. I'm
I
not
nearly,
complaining.
Does anybody
I'm not
remember the Atari Jaguar, the other 64-bit system
mm-hmm.
that came
yeah.
out? I nearly bought it on clearance because you could buy it in almost all of its games. You could walk into, like, back in the day when the KB Toys were still around.
Oh, yeah.
You could walk
yeah,
in
KB
there,
Toys.
And there was a stack of them with the, like, 12 or so launch title games or the few months window games that released. And you could pretty much, and I was debating it, because you could have walked out of there for $100 with all that. Second controller, mm-hmm. 12 games, that system. And for anybody that knows, like, to get a system within 6 months of release from then even to now, $100 for all of that, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So it was, I debated it, and I didn't buy it. And I'm kind of okay with that decision.
I love those abandoned systems. I had a, I'm sure it's still in a closet somewhere. I had the Sega Saturn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I ran into one of the.
It was really good. Like, there was the graphics on it were groundbreaking for the time, and I think by the time they had stopped developing for it, I owned, like, 5 games for it.
Yeah, there wasn't much to choose
from.
Golf
game, racing game, a platformer, a fighting game, and I think it was about
there
it.
Was the one racing game
There's
where you were,
really
like,
good racing
like
game,
on
yeah.
the, like, almost like a...
It's like F-Zero.
Yeah, there you
honestly,
go.
The best racing game on it, and it was just mainly pure the graphics, is they had a NASCAR one called Daytona USA.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Just like the big
just like the
simulators in the
just
arcade.
Like the arcade yeah. game, but they had it for yeah. the Saturn. They also had Greg Stadler's Pebble Beach Golf, which was mm-hmm. fantastic.
What was the Sea-Doo one for the 64? That one was awesome. You raced the jet skis on the 64.
Oh, you
played the hell out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
That was a good game.
That was a really good game.
Did we just find our topic for this episode? Are we going retro here?
You're welcome.
Retro
to game systems.
Aaron's misfortune as a small child, the neglect has led to this.
You don't
topic.
Want us to get into your misfortune.
Wave Racer.
Is it Wave
yeah.
Racer?
Was it yeah. Wave Racer? Yeah.
What was that one
Gosh,
game that
I just
had
want
like...
a 64 for that and the Mario Kart 64.
Yeah, I bet you
those no. games.
I bet no. you wish you had a 64.
Oh, Golden Eye,
up,
excuse
just
me.
Like I did.
Yeah.
There you go.
What was that one game Perfect for the Saturn that had like the pterodactyls, the big birds? I can't remember what that was called.
Joust?
No, it wasn't Joust. Good God. That's
not that old.
That's ostriches.
The Lost World?
And there was pterodactyls that would come in and kill right. everybody.
Well,
yeah, you had to
no,
avoid
not
them.
No, no, I don't know. It was like a prehistoric world. I can't remember what
I,
it is.
I rented for one
Land
of my birthdays.
Land of the Lost.
I convinced my parents to rent us a Saturn, or rent me a Saturn.
Back in the day when you could rent them
from
Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. yeah. And my friends and I all stayed up like super late, and I got like a... Like, my big present that year was a stereo for my room, and so I hooked it up downstairs and
you were cool.
had a bunch of CDs, and we were just listening to music and stayed up all night playing Sega Saturn. That,
you had
that,
CDs, or did you have cassettes?
They were CDs.
Oh, okay.
We're CD young, Bob. We're hip.
The one I always remember renting from the video store.
I didn't say
A-Track. Because we didn't have Blockbuster in my time, but we had, like, the video store, the local video store. Mm-hmm. You could rent games and systems there. And I would rent, for the Super Nintendo, you would rent Super Bomberman. Because
oh, yeah.
Super Bomberman came with an attachment that you plugged into the 64 so that 6 people could play at once, and you could play 6 people on the, not 64, Super Nintendo, which was mind-blowing at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you would play 6-man, and we would give it that for the night over, and, like, everyone would sit down and play that. Because there was, I mean, that was it. Everything was 2-player other than that, and you have, like, 6 people over, you have to.
Because there was no online playing.
No.
Mm-hmm.
There was 2 controller ports.
But you actually used to be able to play with 2 people on the same system.
And then the 64 dropped, and there was 4 controller ports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mind blown. It was awesome.
4-player split mm-hmm. screen.
Wave Runner. Oh. You have the 64 hooked up on your TV right now?
Yeah, dude. It's on the small TV.
How many controllers you got?
2 that work and 2 that I need to go get fixed.
We can start with 2.
I have 4.
You got some? All right. I'm gonna hit up Amazon and see if Wave Runner's
I
on
might
it.
Actually have Wave Runner. After
yeah, I might.
Well,
I
own
know.
A lot of 64 games.
Well, you guys need to.
It's not hooked up because the Super Nintendo stays
hook a brother
up.
Up.
All the time, so.
That's
so.
Why you put 2 TVs in the front room.
I have 2 TVs in the front room.
Well, that's why you put 3 TVs in the front room.
I got another TV right here. We could be Wave Runner in it right now while we're podcasting on
man,
either one of
man,
these.
Man, I spent
TVs.
Countless hours. My friends and I would spend countless hours trying to beat each other's high scores on those, like, the jump. Like the trick laps.
It was all about
just,
the nosedive
oh,
into
man,
the water.
You just get hours and hours and hours of, because it had to be exactly perfect or else you weren't going to
win. We did that, the same thing, but with, what was it, 1080 snowboarding?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't the Saturn, too. Wasn't that the first platform that had Sonic the Hedgehog?
No, the Sega.
No, that's just the Sega Genesis.
Genesis.
Yeah, the first Genesis.
That's
game
right.
Out.
That's right. Okay.
That was up against Super.
Didn't Sonic drop? I thought Sonic had dropped on a system before that. Before
just the regular Sega.
Actually, Sega.
Whatever on the they Sega, called it. Like the Master System.
Yeah.
No, even before Sega Genesis, like Sonic.
No,
was
the right, Sega yeah, Master System. That was
it was like a red Genesis. Bricky looking
it's a
one.
Yeah. Beast of a machine.
Yeah.
We used to play Ghostbusters at my friend Justin's house.
Kid Icarus on that.
Never played Kid Icarus. My buddy Justin had one at his house out in the country.
I'm going to point out the neglect I had because I never had that system as a child. I was so neglected.
Oh, wow.
See, I never had any of the Sega systems until the Saturn. My cousin
dude, I
was
loved
like,
my
had
Genesis.
All the Sega games.
Yeah.
Alter
and I
Beast.
Had all the Nintendo ones. So I had all the NES, Super Nintendo 64. He had all the Sega.
So I had a friend that lived two houses away. We lived in a cul-de-sac, dead-end road. So, like, it was just constant going over to each other's house. Like, no questions of
right.
running across the street or yeah, anything. No. And we strategized it well because I had the Nintendo, and then he ended up getting Super Nintendo. So when it was time for me to upgrade systems, I went to the Sega. And then he went, you know, to the next. So we would, like, stagger our upgrades. I owned the PlayStation, mm-hmm. and my other friend that I was at all the time had the 64. And
you guys
so we
sound
would...
real cool. I bet you guys were, like, the coolest kids.
I feel like probably... there's some sarcasm being thrown my way right now.
I could smell it.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
just,
that means
I'm
that's...
just a little bitter. No,
I was
going to
say, your jealousy is showing a little bit right there.
I
can
just
see
love
it through
how
the screen.
Like, I had a friend.
We strategized well.
We worked well.
Those might have been
do, right?
Those might have been the only two kids I hung out with on a regular basis.
I mean,
but I tell you what, we played game systems like we, nobody else.
Just,
that
right
always
makes me think
pre-internet networking.
Yeah,
there you go.
That makes me think of my buddy Mark and Jackson, and then whoever we could find to be the fourth. The fourth position was always a rotation. It's usually, sometimes our buddy Aaron, but we would go. We'd get off. We'd do it on this on weekends. We'd get off, like get out of school, and go over to Mark's house like Friday night. And would not leave the basement until sometime, probably Sunday morning.
You know that, the scene in Varsity Blues when they walk out of the strip club.
That like, would be us. That would be us.
Oh,
and
that's
and
what,
we had a,
what time is
and
it?
We had a 3-game rotation. We'd go down to the basement, turn off all the lights, and we would play, obviously, 007 Goldeneye.
Yes.
And then.
Hells to the yeah.
When that would get a little bit boring, when we couldn't come up with any more ridiculous game modes to play, we would switch over to. The other two on rotation were Turok 2, Seeds of Evil.
Oh, that's a good game.
Just because its multiplayer had, number one, you could be a dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, it had one of the weapons was the crossbow, and if you got really good at jumping and shooting at the right time, you could headshot people.
I don't think I ever played the campaign mode of that game.
I, think
I
never
we
did.
Bought it and
I don't think I
played
ever played it. Yeah, it was only player. And then it had a weapon called the Cerebral Bore that you would lock onto people, and it would clamp onto their head and drill into it. And it had the best game mode ever. The gameplay wasn't as good as obviously like GoldenEye, but it had a game mode called Frag Tag, where one random person in the level would get turned into a tiny monkey and have to stay alive as long as possible and with very little health, and you have to go and kill it. And then the other one would rotate in would be Duke Nukem 3D. Oh. And those three games, we would play them for a good, like, 36 hours straight.
Duke,
before that was a thing that people did. For money.
Hipster
for
gamer.
Money.
Hipster gamer.
Charity.
Yeah.
No, it was
Tyler
a lot of we drank a lot of Surge.
Yeah. Oh,
ooh.
Gosh.
So great segue there. So we are on Project Nerd, of course, sharing our holiday articles of the stuff I want or the 10 themed items.
Is Surge on the list?
Surge is on.
Should
so
be.
Brandon, who was it? No, Adam
Herp.
Adam Herp did the 10 obscure holiday gifts for geeks. And of those 10 items, Surge, 12-pack of Surge on Amazon was one of those items. So,
Have they started making it again?
They announced they were.
I thought they were going
yeah,
to,
I thought
right,
they were
yeah.
going to, yeah.
I haven't seen
is it.
Is it
still though. As terrible for you as it used to be?
Oh, ooh. I'm sure.
I mean, it still tastes as bad.
Was basically it was so nuclear water.
That's the thing right now. Oh. If it's terrible for you or it's really good for you, then it's on the market. Those are the trends right now. There's no kind of just... that's food, and it's going to do what it needs to. It's either extremely healthy for you or extremely bad right now. And so it's going to fall
into that
category.
I feel like there's
a
lot of foods and a lot of candies that have a lot of food, a lot of different kinds of like foods and a lot of different kinds of candy that have like nostalgia value to them. Mm-hmm. Like there's certain things you only ate at a certain place, or like for me, like certain candies like Fun Dip are only like they're pool food. Like that's food you eat at the swimming
it's
at the pool
food. That's right, and corn nuts.
But there's
know.
Only I
corn
feel like there's
nuts,
only
anybody pool food
road trip food.
See, and those of us that went to sporting events too, you could eat corn nuts there.
But there's only I feel like there's only two beverages that for me like have that nostalgia value. One of them is Surge, like that evokes a very specific period of time in your life, and the other one is Ecto Cooler. Like when they stopped making Ecto Cooler, that was the worst thing that ever happened.
Oh, high C Ecto Cooler.
It was green, bright green colored high C. It originally came out as like a tie-in to Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. It had Slimer on the bottle,
right?
And it was orange flavored or citrus flavored or whatever, but it was bright like neon radioactive green.
Like
it
Slimer,
was the greatest stuff. I
feel, and then for a while, so didn't they put it in the pouches? Like the what do you call them pouches?
They did it in the boxes.
They did the boxes,
and they did like
with.
You could get like the big jugs of it, and then you could just get like the Kool-Aid-esque mix of it. I don't know. If
I
they
felt like they had the
pouches
because the backside was clear, so you could see the green. Like I feel like
that. I don't remember.
I feel like this is
that,
in my memories. This is if maybe I imagined.
The other
it.
One
I dreamt
gets,
it.
The other one that gets me is Pepsi Clear.
See, I was thinking of Pepsi Clear, but it wasn't. It was just it was cool for like a minute, but
90s,
then you drank it. And you're like, "Oh, this is terrible."
Nineties robot. Would you like a new Coke or Pepsi Clear?
I thought Pepsi Clear tasted like Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
I thought it tasted.
I liked
like
it.
Coke.
I thought it
what's
was good. And then it,
or what's
and then
the
it disappeared?
The squeezy bottles, the original ones, the really weird commercials.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You twist
the weird twist off.
I know what you're talking about.
Squeeze it,
yeah, just squeeze it.
Yeah, they're still out there. Well, I mean, like, I know there's a ton of different like brands that do the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. It's not actually Squeeze It. It's Kool Aid took over the market
because the Squeeze Its were very specific.
Kool Aid
faces on them and had the
Kool Aid bursted through their factory walls.
Kool Aid
took over the market.
I'll tell you what, we talk crap.
Did you guys have the clear Kool Aid?
Clear Kool-Aid?
Yeah, no.
That's
no,
just water.
No, your parents, it was
water and sugar.
Yeah, that was a joke.
No,
your parents were lying.
Your dad, put sugar and water and fed you clear Kool-Aid.
You could buy the Kool-Aid, and it was in all different kinds of flavors, and you'd save up the Kool-Aid points so you could get like free Kool-Aid, you know?
I do remember Kool-Aid points.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, awesome. But you'd get your free Kool-Aid packs, and you'd get the clear ones, and what you'd do, you'd be real smooth. You'd make some clear Kool-Aid, and you'd take it to someone on a hot day with like ice, and you'd be like, here, have some water. There's it's water.
So you gave away your Kool-Aid,
and
that was a joke on them somehow?
I don't know.
I'm
it
confused.
Was funny. And they drink it, and they go, oh, it's not water. It's
must,
Kool-Aid.
Must have had to have been there.
Yeah, right.
You know what?
Must have had to have been there.
Aaron was apparently totally right. She did have a deprived childhood.
Apparently that's what you do for fun when you're in that video game system.
I guess so.
Yeah. Every time we end up talking about like nostalgic candy and stuff like this, all I can always think of is we give a lot of hell to people like how the cartoons today aren't as good or the stuff on TV for kids isn't good. I'll tell you one thing that we have advanced in a long ways in is commercials towards kids. Because you go back and watch commercials that we had for stuff like that, it's terrifyingly bad.
The Sunny, like Sunny D one that Dave Chappelle makes fun of?
No.
Yeah.
Picture in your head, think back to a Gushers commercial.
They're still terrible, though.
Gross.
Gushers still make
Do they
terrible
still have,
commercials.
Like, the creepy
explodes.
Ones where the kids eat the thing and
their
head turns into a creepy giant fruit and then blows up?
Yep.
Yeah. Clearly, you're just not watching enough Nickelodeon these days, Tyler.
I mean,
what are you doing with your life?
That must be what it is.
No.
Still playing video
well,
games.
No, I'm gonna agree with you on that things, but however, Gushers just never exited the early 90s marketing campaign. They're just like, hey, this
no
is,
need. It's
this
super
is
successful.
Worked.
Right?
This has
yeah
worked for us.
When
we'll
was
just
last
keep
time you
airing
were in
the same commercials? Actually, in the past like couple months, I have
really?
Kids, dude.
Oh, that's true, kids.
Anytime I've had the chance to, since I was a kid, I've eaten Gushers.
Well, I mean, if fruit snacks are around, I'm going to eat them because
right,
I love
yes
fruit
oh
snacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't ever buy fruit snacks.
I tell you what, like the problem is the best fruit snacks ever are gummy Lifesavers.
Oh,
but
yes
they cost.
What about the
they
street
cost,
shark?
No, they cost like half
shark
a paycheck.
Shark ones are good. No, best ones were always the ones I got down with in a big way was the Scooby Doo's fruit snacks.
Oh, I'm yeah talking about now. The gummy Lifesavers are the jam, but they cost half a paycheck to buy is the problem.
Well, that's because it's candy. It's not actually.
Well, I know candy is expensive, but Lifesavers
those
for
are
some
like
reason
those are like
thinks
gummies,
they're.
Though. Those aren't like fruit.
I know. We had a big box
like
for Halloween.
Bears.
I just kind of went through the whole thing and took
you
all
may
the
as well
gummy
call
Lifesavers.
Gummy bears. Fruit
yeah
snacks.
I mean, they were mixed in with other candy. I just pulled out all the gummy Lifesavers.
I should have gone to your house to go trick or treating.
How does that
you
work?
Didn't tell me about this.
Well, you should have.
I know.
I still had a big old pumpkin.
I'm
candy
also the ones that have really is if you go to Target, their whatever their brand the. Was it Kitchen Brand? Whatever their brand
something
is.
Marketplace
yeah
or something?
Yeah, something market.
Marketplace?
Their strawberry fruit snacks.
Yeah, those are
you
awesome.
You can buy the strawberry. It's like it's just like because Welch's used to sell a particular brand of just the strawberry. The
they
fruit
used to
snacks
sell Welch's brand.
Yeah, they used to sell.
That's how that works.
You stop that. They used to sell the Welch's strawberry fruit snacks, and you can't get them anywhere now. You can only buy the Welch's fruit snacks and all the different flavors. Well, nobody wants the different flavors. You just want strawberry.
No, I want the different flavors.
I want all of them that aren't the grapes. The grape ones are not.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, I love grapes.
I can tell you what, though. If you do not like orange of any candy type, give it to you. No matter what it is for me. Give me the orange fruit snacks. You give me the orange Skittles. You can give me
the orange
whatever.
Runts.
The orange runts. Oh, yeah.
Circuit peanuts.
Circus peanuts are gross.
Oh,
no,
orange
saying,
slices.
Will
you, no, no, I'll eat the hell out of orange slices, but not circus peanuts, no. Huh. Or as my daughter says, the big orange penis. There's a big
Why
orange
would
penis
you share
here.
Because
it was funny when she said it.
Still is.
Why do they still exist?
Right? Who eats them?
Is there someone out there that like...
I think they still exist, Tyler. This is my theory of why they still exist. It's like stale. It's like packing peanuts is what they are.
Made.
So they were made.
They made so many of
60
them,
years ago. They just have and they just sit on the shelf because nobody
they
buys them.
The same today as they did. 50
so
years
when
ago.
Somebody decides Probably to actually buy them, they're like, "Oh, this is like new." But that's the thing. It's there's still just boxes of them in every store that they've had for 30 years. So they just don't restock that area of the shelf.
Yeah. And they just put them back in the back room until Halloween next year.
Yeah, yep. I guess. Next or Walgreens corn. Keeps them out all year, but and then there's the old lady down the street that hands them out at Halloween time.
Gross.
With mixed with the hard candy
Not
she's
going to
kept
that.
In the freezer.
Going to that house.
She hands you a handful of like
hard candies that have been in the freezer for the past 11 months.
Hard candy corn mixed with the pumpkins just.
Like
in,
bear, yeah, like, here's, I don't even have these in a bag, it's just a bucket of candy corn, and I'm just gonna grab a handful, and then cough into my hand, and then give them to the next kid, too, like,
that's not
nobody
nice.
Else had that old lady in
no.
their neighborhood?
No.
Okay.
That old lady in my neighborhood.
Everybody had that old lady in the neighborhood, nobody went to get candy from her. Okay. Why did you keep going back?
Because I like candy corn. Because no, I used to, candy corn used to be my thing.
And I was sick the first week of every November.
You'd skip that lady's house and go to the sweet old lady's house who made like the giant popcorn balls or
or handed out the full size candy bar. Like, what is this lady doing with full size candy bars?
Jesus, you would sneak back around because you'd go with your family and then you're like,
I bought
we
two
have,
costumes.
We have
year.
To go.
Yeah, it's totally worth it.
We have to go back to that house.
She's got full candy
with your friends now. Right. But no, she was typically old enough and whatever enough that she wouldn't. You know, she'd catch on by the third or fourth time, but you could get two in before she noticed.
We just got to show up with another
and
big
then,
group.
Yeah, and then by the third time you did it, she would laugh about it and be like, oh, you've been here already. And then the fourth time, nope. She's like, all right, kid. All right.
Knock it off.
That's enough Snickers for you.
What's this racket she's got going on?
And then there
stop
was
coming when you stop giving out full-size candy bars.
Yeah.
You've broken the market.
Can't you see every neighbor is angry at you right now because they can't get rid of their hard candy and candy corn?
Right.
So
they're gonna have 4 million packages of Smarties tomorrow.
Well, the lady down there is handing out the strawberry candies that have like the strawberry.
Oh yeah, that's what you want. Yeah,
Those
are what you want.
Those things aren't that bad.
No, those
like
are my
those.
Favorites.
They're all left over from Hickory Farms.
But that's
it's
the
just,
problem.
It's not Halloween candy. You want chocolate. You want high quality.
No, that lady got like
chocolate.
The candy dish. She keeps on like the
right,
coffee
yeah.
table
yeah.
for her like, grandchildren and just start dumping it.
Right, that's what I was saying. Those candy were always my grandma.
It was butter.
She's like, those damn kids didn't come to visit me this month. I'm giving away all their candies.
Butterscotch hard candies, the strawberry ones, and I don't know, some.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon discs.
Werther's Originals or something.
I'll do Werther's Originals there.
Oh.
But yeah, the
but
cinnamon
discs.
The Butterman
discs.
The Butterscotch discs and the cinnamon discs.
The cinnamon discs.
Terrible.
You can go buy those like in any, you know, classroom of cheap teachers, but like good quality chocolate stuff that costs. It's like the top shelf when you're a kid and you dig through and you want to throw out all the hard candies, except Gobstoppers and Sweet Tarts.
Well, we are. I'm talking about Halloween candy here. We're about 3 weeks late. We're pretty much.
That's all right.
Screw it, this man. Is,
I feel like
hungry.
I still have Halloween
I feel like
candy
the prom
sitting
queen
on the
3 weeks
table.
After prom right
Candy's
now.
Candy, bro.
We are late. So.
Whoa.
That was a
no?
little.
No.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
I didn't get a reaction out of Tyler, so it wasn't.
Yeah,
too
that
far.
Was. I was still trying to like process that you actually had said that. And then I realized
that we should edit that part out.
That was a little judgmental,
pregnancy
maybe.
Joke. All right.
She could be 18. I didn't say that. I didn't say her senior prom. It could have been a college prom.
High school pregnancy is funny.
Well, I mean, you got to get your laughs where you can.
Okay.
Aww. You know what she does for a living now?
She works at Whataburger.
No, she runs childcare at the local high school. They have a nursery and everything.
Wow. I think you mentioned before we started this episode that a topic last week got really dark. But I don't know. I think we topped it? I think we've topped it.
Let's talk about pop culture-y things.
Okay.
Things.
Wait, teenage pregnancy isn't pop culture-y things?
Let's segue
According
off
to
of this
MTV,
into something
it is.
Yeah, really.
Are we all going to start using the segue now? Is it not just a
Hey,
now it's just something we use.
I do
want to
mention, that Planet Comic-Con did drop a new website. So March 13th through 15th, Planet Comic-Con in Kansas City, they dropped a new website, which is really cool. But anybody else excited for John Barrowman and Stephen Amell and Abby and Keith are coming back.
Yay.
Awesome.
They got Chloe Dykstra is going to be there instead of Meg Tierney.
Yay, Chloe.
I prefer Meg Tierney, but
Chloe's
the sweetheart.
I love Chloe Dykstra.
I'm a little excited.
But Meg's our girl, though. She rocks the Project Nerd shirts
on her. I still haven't
even
met her, so I don't even know.
Right. Erin could never get over there to meet Meg. Every time she went over there to meet Meg, Meg was gone.
Well, and she got real sick at Planet Comic-Con last year, so I didn't get to see her. I have never met Chloe Dykstra, though, and I'm really excited. She's like my lady nerd crush.
I want to hug John Barrowman.
Everybody wants to hug John Barrowman.
It's got
to
be real.
I want to apologize to Stephen Amell for freaking out.
For being the creep.
But the problem is he won't do the apology. He'll go up there and be like,
"Remember me?
I want to say."
He's going to whisper to his like.
You remember that time
helper?
We were in the elevator together?
Like he's gonna follow him. He's gonna follow him and trap him on another elevator. Be like, "Hey, Stephen, just want you to know, super sorry about that. Trapped you on that elevator and you couldn't get away. And you had to practically kick me off the elevator."
I do have the next season.
Hit
the
emergency but it's not going to happen again. Yeah. And then like the door opens and you just stand there and stare at him.
And then, he will reach
Whose stop
the,
is this,
the
Stephen?
Next
Yours. Oh, we lost Iggy.
That was something. Because I can just picture Bob with the stone cold face. Whose stop is this, Stephen?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to get off here?
I am so going to be stalking the Marriott.
I would assume he'd be at the same hotel as us in Kansas City because we stay at the one where they book all the guests at. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, that place.
The really nice hotel with shitty customer service. Yeah, I said it.
Really
yeah, Tyler.
Shitty.
He's gone. So you wanted to go somewhere else.
I was
going to
try, but it
world.
Didn't happen. So.
It's what do you got? What you got that? Something pulled up
no,
on
I'm
your
just,
phone.
I'm just like thinking of things.
Dude, I put us in the Planet Comic Con. We got a really good laugh there. You're welcome. Where are we going now?
I don't know. What do you guys
my expanse,
TV,
I
some movie stuff. Everyone should go. I need you guys to go see Interstellar already. It's been like 2 weeks now.
You know,
I need to talk about it with people.
I had to play a lot of video games.
I don't want to. I don't want to ruin it
this
for
weekend
you.
Weekend was tough. I had to play a lot of video games.
Hey, I wanted to play video games too. I had to work.
I have to see it in a good theater.
I'm gonna go to the one in Junction City next weekend. I think
Junktown. See, that's the thing. I almost went to Junction City for Big Hero 6, but then I remembered it's Junction City. And so now I'm at that point where it's a toss-up. Do I go to Junction City or do I get a Carmike? I'll just drive two hours to get
Well, my brother did go to the Goonies last week.
Week was Carmikes are literally the devil, and this week it's Junktown may or may not be hell.
I'm willing to get stabbed to have a good movie.
I mean, it opened up in between the strip club and the Bell Bonds place, right?
Yeah.
Does that place even have a theater?
Yeah.
Junction
City?
Yeah,
this
is a really nice brand new one. Yeah.
With reclining seats and everything.
So tell us, Bob. He's trying to tell us a little bit about it.
He went and saw
it.
The Goonies there.
Because every Thursday night they do a retro night.
And he said the seats were great. He says the reserve seating was good. They already reserved seats for, Mockingjay this weekend?
He got a lap dance.
Yes, he did.
That was next door.
And they said picture and sound is excellent.
All right.
There we go.
Well,
good enough for me.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to buy the bucket of popcorn, so I have to go back to the Carmike to get my money's worth.
No, you don't.
I'll take the loss there. Take the loss. Walk away.
All the $20 and call the loss.
Well, this is the
you got to recognize a bad investment early before you get sucked too far in.
And Carmike has their Stimulus Tuesday, which kind of went from $1 to $2 to $3, whatever.
$12?
$12 for a small bag of popcorn. I guess they have their little Stimulus Tuesdays. It's $2 any size popcorn, any
Suck
size
Suck it,
soda.
Carmike. That's yeah, right, bro. Tyler. Again, we're bashing the local theater.
I'm going to go to that theater and get the $2 extra small. Even though it's any size.
Iggy will pay you.
You know,
pay
I'm kind of curious about that, because what McDonald's does that too with their, like, in the morning,
99 cents
for any size coffee.
Size.
Who goes there and says, make it a small for the 99 cents? No, just get the large.
People who want to limit their caffeine intake, bro. Come on.
Just get
a
half
thing.
Decaf.
That's a thing. You can limit your caffeine intake.
I mean, your heart will thank you.
Get it all. You pay for it,
but,
and then pour it out. Just
but that evening when I return home from work.
Be a real American.
God. Wow.
All right, let's do it. We're going to get into some television pop culture.
We're moving.
Tyler, I think this is our most productive episode yet.
I found one that hits two birds with one stone. Number one, it's going to talk about a new show that's in development for television. Number two, it's going to piss Iggy the fuck off.
He's tried so hard to get here, though, for this. Okay.
No, watch this. Watch his facial expression.
I don't appreciate hitting birds.
Is it Constantine again?
Watch him. Watch what happens here. FX has announced that they are developing a show based on From Hell.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No? You're okay with that?
Well, yeah. Don't psych it up.
It's FX.
As long as they go back to the source material.
The problem is,
let's do that.
The problem is you can't, I like the From Hell movie, but as from an adaptation point of view, like, you can't do
much
worse.
Well,
they
hired the executive producers from Constantine, the show.
Okay.
Well, no, not really.
You're just trying to get the look.
The
up.
From Hell movie's right there with World War Z. Like, that's a perfectly good movie.
World War Z should never be used in the same sentence as the word perfect. Never.
No, it's
as
it's
an
a
example
fine
of
movie.
A good movie. That's
right. It's a fine
not
movie,
a
but it shouldn't be called
World
the
War
same
Z
thing
was
as
a,
the book.
It was a terrible movie, even if it wasn't an adaptation.
Terrible movie is a little strong. It was a pretty good movie.
It was a fine movie, but
it was good.
It's nowhere near as the book.
His words are slipping right now. He's gone from perfectly to good to fine.
He said
perfect
example. He didn't say perfect movie.
Tyler, don't skew my skewing here. Don't skew my skewing.
No, but I mean, those two movies to me are in the same realm, because
here
are good movies that, you know, sure, they're not great. They're not Oscar winning. They're not changing the world or anything like that.
But in a vacuum,
if they didn't have the name of a book attached to them, I think people would have liked them more.
No, I agree. From Hell, Johnny Depp's performance is really strong in it and everything like that, but he's not the character that Alan Moore wrote.
Right.
Is the thing.
Yeah.
And the plot is not the plot that Alan Moore wrote. But,
right.
I mean, the setting is. I mean, they got that part
right.
Right?
Yeah. That's nearly more than World War Z got. So,
I mean,
you know, you got...
It's kind of the same with, like, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You know, Sean Connery really fits that lead character well. The rest of the movie...
There's nothing about that movie that's good.
No.
What is Sean Connery?
There's nothing about that movie that's good.
I think we all are reasonable people
here,
though, Tyler.
Agree to disagree.
And most of us can agree that a book or whatever adaptation doesn't have to be exactly like the source material. It just has to be
unless it's Lord of the Rings.
No, it just has to be a good
movie.
No,
she's upset that it's too literal of an adaptation.
I think it's a bad movie, period. Well,
enunciation.
It's just not a good movie, okay?
False.
Peter Jackson just kind of sucks.
Also false.
Man.
He did a better job with The Hobbit, but oh wait, that's right. He had a lot less hands-on with
Guillermo.
Those.
Guillermo del Toro was
Thank
there.
That
guy can do
that
anything
man.
He wants
and
to do.
And guess what? It's a hell of a lot different
Can he
than
please
the book.
Make a Hellboy 3?
I'm okay
can,
with that.
Can he do that?
Because
that's what
movie.
He wants
he
to
can't
do.
Get,
he
I think
can't,
he's been greenlit
he can't get the
on.
Money.
No, he can't get the money to make it.
No, he wants to do it. That's
he
what
wants
I'm
to, but he can't
he
get the
can't
money.
Get the
no
one will give him the money to make the movie.
They're going to let him make Pacific Rim 2 and 3, though.
Yeah.
Damn right they are.
And why not throw a Hellboy 3 in there? And also, hey, will Warner Brothers please take a look at his script for Dark or Justice League Dark here? Can we get a Justice League Dark movie by Del Toro?
For the same reason, no.
Why?
Because
we can't get a Justice League movie, period.
dude, come on.
You're preaching to the choir.
We
would love to see that,
dude,
but DC
here's the problem.
Isn't interested in doing
I think
things.
All these things that you're saying are fantastic ideas, and I like them, and I'm totally behind you. I would like to subscribe
to
your
newsletter.
I
have that recorded, Tyler.
I do not have $100 to $300 million to, like, invest in them.
Del Toro's
the people
Toro's
who
savvy.
Do,
he can do it for one.
And the people who do have that money are not buying, all right?
Wait, he would do it for $1 million?
No,
100.
Like, hey, we can raise the money for that.
He's savvy. He
can
do it for $100 million.
Whoa. But before we go to that, where are you going to raise $1 million?
$1 million is like chump change, man. He could do that.
Can you give me that $1 million that you can so easily raise then? Because we could sure use it
Are
for a lot of things.
Are you going to produce Hellboy?
Yeah, we'll make a version of Hellboy on our YouTube channel. I can't promise
you know
it's going to be any good.
I bet we would. If somebody gave us $1 million, I'm going to go out on a limb and say we would create a really good Hellboy movie.
Yeah.
We could.
Listeners, if you have $1 million, we will create a Hellboy movie. I'm omitting a few words.
And put
cheese.
You in there.
Yeah, hell, I'll fly you out. I'll fly you out. I will put it on my expense.
On your $1 million.
Yeah, well.
I'm not taking any part of this.
Well, we're going to label it a fan film, not make any money off of it, because obviously we don't want any kind of legal troubles.
I don't want you soiling the name Hellboy without Ron Perlman involved.
Well, I'm. You know what?
No,
maybe we.
I don't think you're going to be able to get Ron Perlman.
We could probably get him
Tyler, this is your dying wish. You know. This is your dying wish for him to dress up like Hellboy and show up at the hospital. We just might have some cameras ready to go.
Why'd you guys give me a script when I got here? Yeah. This is really what he wants
Ron,
you to say.
Our young friend Tyler here really wants.
Could you look at that camera right there?
Our young friend Tyler.
We're doing make a wish.
He's about 30 years old. He's not really.
What?
What?
What's
he in?
Okay.
Netflix's new original show premieres next week.
Which one is that one?
Marco Polo.
Marco Polo. Oh, I need to watch that. I'm still excited. I am excited for their Daredevil show.
What about, since we're on TV, what about the new sci-fi, like, 6-episode miniseries, Ascension, I think it's called?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that yet.
I like the concept. The
concept is fun. But
trailer's
there's been
out.
A
I haven't watched a trailer yet. But
you guys like, want to get out of code here and let us know a little bit about this? For
so
those of us that haven't been
Ascension
watching.
Ascension is set in an alternate present where in 1963...
Where John Kerry won?
No. In 1963, yeah. President Kennedy was worried that the Cold War would become hot, and so we launched a ship into space with basically a colony to be able to resettle Earth after the nuclear war, and their mission was to be gone for 100 years and then come back, and it takes you to a point in time in the future, which would be close to our present, so about 50 years into their journey, and there's been a murder, the first homicide ever on the ship, and it murder mystery sci-fi.
What channel is this airing on?
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi's return to. This is when sci-fi came out and said, "Look, we've been making shitty TV, guys. We completely are owning up to that. Here's our new programming." Because I mean, that they did that like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Was this that?
Yeah.
Because well, they announced it with like
a few
miniseries.
Of bad reality TV.
Yes.
And held on. They had a couple properties that held on for a while, like
Hence
Warehouse
Heroes
13.
Of Cosplay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Warehouse 13, Eureka. What's the one that's based on the Stephen King one with Emily Rose in it? Takes place in like Maine.
The Stand.
No,
like I know
every Stephen King.
Well, it's based on the Colorado Kid, which is a short story by Stephen King, and it takes place.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the title right now.
Haven.
Yes,
Haven, okay. Which was pretty solid. It wasn't great. It was good. But yeah, there's no more Stargate. There's no more Farscape. There's no more Battlestar Galactica. And a lot of other network channels have tried to do sci-fi, and they've just done it poorly. We had, like, the Helix show. We had, what's the one that Halle Berry was
the
on?
The Dome.
Oh, God, the Dome.
Under the Dome. Resurrection.
Is that the one where, like...
Revolution.
Revolution's the one I'm thinking of, yeah. Which had a lot of buzz, and, like, the pilot aired, and people went crazy about
solid.
It. And then it just, I guess, like, tanked or something.
Really similar to the books on which it is based.
Yeah.
Okay.
I picked up the very first book that it was based on and made it about halfway through, like a really cool premise, and was just like,
it just gets more.
Yeah, just never finished it. So,
well, Tyler, that went dark there.
Just saying, the books aren't very good.
Wow. So yeah, that show sounds interesting.
Yeah,
and
six 1-hour episodes.
And sci-fi is like really in the game of like I respect that. Any network that says, look, yeah, we did this and weren't really committed to it. We're just kind of throwing some stuff out there, see what sticks. Now we're really back to committing to what we think we can do best. And
sci-fi, yeah.
Sharknado?
I'm excited about that. Sharknado 3, excuse me, is going to be in that slate. So, did you see the sequel, Bob?
2?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's a piece of crap.
Not as good as the first one? Not as good as the original?
I don't think the original was as good as the original.
Bob loves
I like the original.
Bob loves the original.
I like the original. This one was just... Let's just see who we could throw in this thing. And I mean,
see who we could throw.
Like every camp, when Billy Ray Cyrus plays a surgeon, you know there's an issue.
Tara Reid plays anybody, you know there's an issue.
Tara Reid's in the first one?
Yeah. And the second one. In this one, she gets her hand cut off and she gets a buzzsaw attached to her hand.
Yes.
We are so... I mean,
what? Yeah. Why didn't you even tell me about this?
I know. Now I kind of want to see it.
I'm on board.
This will be on one of our movie nights. Yeah. We are so going to watch this.
No. I'm pretty stoked now.
He keeps poo-pooing the...
Can I just see that scene? I don't feel like I need to see the whole movie.
I feel like you could probably YouTube that scene.
YouTube
yeah.
that scene.
I
mean, we'll YouTube that.
You could, because Sharknado, you could YouTube every scene on that. Like,
I tell you, the best part of the show is when Will Wheaton gets it. You know, when he gets his head ripped off.
Poor Will Wheaton. Spoilers, first of all.
Well, everybody dies in this show. What are you talking about?
I don't think we're worried about the plot structure.
Yeah, if you're worried about plot and Sharknado... You have issues.
I'll tell you, the show that they have announced that I'm excited about is ITV is working to just commission a new series called The Frankenstein Chronicles.
Yep.
Set interesting. Regency London, so like 1820s or so, starring Sean Bean. Like as a reimagining of like the Frankenstein.
How will it die?
Speaking of everybody dying,
spoiler,
by the way.
Sean Bean dies.
Sean Bean is a walking spoiler.
Well his show is gonna die. He was definitely not gonna die in.
Why isn't he in The Walking Dead?
Because he died. He was in it for the first time.
No, so he got that new show on, was it TNT?
And he died.
Like the No.
No, he didn't die.
The show died. Because the whole like marketing campaign of the show was like
they kept Sean Bean
was
alive.
Like was like save Sean Bean or don't let Sean Bean die or Sean Bean lives or something like that. And I
love it.
I remember hearing
idea.
All of the buzz of the build up to the show. The show's going to be good. It's going to be about this. He's this deep cover, you know, federal agent guy. And then the show first episode aired, and I don't think I've heard about it since.
Yeah. It's because he died at the end of the first episode.
Or did he kill it and he had the last laugh?
Okay, so none of those things are true. He didn't die in the first episode. He's the main character.
Alanis Morissette, that would be ironic.
And Sean Bean is in Jupiter Ascending, so he'll probably die in that one too.
He's been in things he didn't die in.
No, he's in the right role for Jupiter Ascending, though, to die. I mean, he's the position he's going to play, the role he's going to play in that, supporting Channing Tatum. I mean, he's going to die.
Really just do
did
that.
He take Yelmuth?
Yeah, I did.
Did that happen?
Just let it go, guys.
No.
Yelmuth
just slides right in there.
Let it go. Just ridicule him mercilessly
just
now.
Don't get me wrong. John Bean has died in some pretty fantastic matches. But there are definitely things. There's some things he hasn't died in.
Name one.
Name three.
No,
name
you
three
can
things.
Name one, but I can't name three.
Name three things that Sean Bean has not died in. All right.
Oh, I know one.
National Treasure.
Yep.
He just gets arrested at the end. He's the bad guy that way. He doesn't die.
Right.
Arrested, but they probably gave him the death penalty.
Probably.
For what? Breaking into a church?
For taking on Nick Cage.
I think that's probably
That's a death sentence there.
Let's see. What else
doesn't
has he been
count.
In he didn't?
What do you mean?
All right,
how are you
fine.
Even talking about?
We give you one. Give you one.
I don't know.
Doesn't die in Lord of the Rings.
Yes, he does.
Doesn't die in Game of Thrones.
Oh, wait.
We're far enough, dude, guys. It's
I'm just
okay.
saying the really big popular things.
If we're already giving away Sharknado 2 spoilers, we can talk about Game of Thrones Season 1. I mean, come on.
I don't want to talk about it. It still hurts.
It still hurts.
Wow.
It's what propelled the whole
doesn't die
series,
in GoldenEye.
Though. It was like the initial.
Well, that's probably his like best death.
He dies in GoldenEye.
If you haven't told by my string of dozen dies here by now.
I heard you.
I'm sorry. Little sarcasm.
A little?
I think we should put this out to the viewers. Without looking at IMDb.
Like some people.
And without looking at
you
Wikipedia.
Without looking at without
it's
using
impossible.
The internet.
Name three movies that Sean Bean doesn't die in.
The only reason why he didn't die in National Treasure is because it was targeted at kids.
PG-13.
Well, it wasn't targeted at kids.
Should we give a prize if someone who comes up with...
No, because we can't prove they didn't.
All the high fives. Oh. They can find us at a Comic-Con, and we'll give them high fives.
He dies in Mirror Mirror.
I like that one.
Well, in any of those the British shows, like the recurring role where he plays the sharp
he doesn't
stuff,
die in Percy Jackson.
He's like Zeus, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he can die.
He's an immortal. That's not fair.
Well, he plays that recurring character, Sharp, who has like 1,000 sequels, so obviously he didn't die in any of those. So
yeah.
Wow, we are all just
He doesn't die in the island, does he? I can't remember.
Yes.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Did they get
What's
him?
The purpose
they
of
hit him with
him
a car,
in
yes.
That?
He was the doctor who did the experimenting, so they had to get rid of him.
Does he die? How does he die?
Do they, like, I feel like he didn't die. I feel like he just gets kind of exposed at the end and doesn't die.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a while. I need to check
exposed.
That out.
That's it.
See, Equilibrium? No, he got shot.
He doesn't die in Troy.
He died.
He's in Troy?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, he's what, Odysseus.
What's his character?
Yeah. He's the one who.
Well, he eventually dies then.
Everybody eventually dies.
I mean, that could be said for any character
but
he plays.
Odysseus makes it through like two giant epics before
he
dies. So,
die
I mean, I don't
Troy.
Think that one counts.
You're right. That's good.
Oh, here's a little ad here. Since 1986, Sean Bean has died in 20 films and TV productions. He has been brutally killed by, I can't read this.
Because it's too difficult?
Anyways,
or?
It says, one Sean Bean dies every 1.24 years. It says, you have the power to stop it. Support the Saved Sean Bean campaign. Well, let's try to.
It's about that TV show.
For the TV show, yeah.
What was the name of the TV show?
So that
was a really crappy, I mean.
So I'm digging. I'm down. I'm ready to save him right now. That was great marketing.
I'd save Ned Stark.
Ned Stark.
No, because then you don't have a show. It's like, oh, then it's over.
I'd say
best death for Sean Bean. Is it GoldenEye where he has
a
giant satellite just dropped on him?
Obviously.
No,
obviously.
No, dude, it's definitely Lord of the Rings.
No.
Oh, God, he
does
go
like
down.
17
very
arrows.
Heroic.
Where
he's very heroic.
He kills like 70 people and he gets like
15 arrows in his chest.
Legends was
he's very heroic, but you also have to keep in mind.
Legends was that TV show.
There you go.
He's very heroic and a great heroic death in Lord of the Rings. But you have to keep in mind, GoldenEye was the return of James Bond at just the right point.
Well,
and
he gets it. They have to.
And
he just. Because he dies twice in that movie.
Yes.
And the second time they have to drop a giant satellite dish on him.
I mean. Everything about that is
I don't know. I think
perfect.
His death in what's it? The Ronin's pretty badass.
Well, yes. Everything in Ronin's pretty badass.
True story, bro. I kind of like the way they took care of him in National Treasure, Tyler.
Where they arrested him?
Yeah.
In front of the old church?
Oh, boom.
The old North Church?
Because it was, you know, everybody was watching it and like, how's he going to die right now? How's Nick Cage going to kill him? How
I think Sean Bean dying was really a meme by at that point.
Yeah, it was. They were going to throw.
Would have made that movie better if it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that could have made that movie better. Sean Bean dying. Yeah, it could have been one of them. So, all right, Tyler, you keep us on the current pop culture train as we continue to go down our avenues of nostalgia here.
They're starting to tease a lot of Jurassic World stuff. Apparently, we're getting the trailer here in about a week and a half, so I'm kind of excited about
that. When's that come out next? Is it all the way
in
summer?
June.
So
next
it is June?
Year, yeah. June.
Okay. So we have a huge summer
going up
year.
Against some Marvel movie, I'm sure.
What? Everything goes up against Marvel movie. What are you saying?
Screw pop culture. Aren't we supposed to be talking about Thanksgiving? I mean, I know we got Halloween in there, but...
No, we'll talk about Thanksgiving about 3 weeks after Thanksgiving.
Oh. Yeah.
Right. Like we don't do things before.
We don't. Yeah. That's
I mean, we could talk about food some
every.
More.
Everybody does.
We you know what? We could keep talking about candy. I just can't promise I'm not going to make a run down to, well, depending on what time it is, I guess Walmart to pick me up some candy, some Mike and Ikes. That's what I'm going to get.
What?
Some box of Mike and Ikes.
Why?
Yeah, like
clearance.
Because they're awesome.
Clearance circus peanuts.
Clearance circus peanuts. They don't go on clearance because they never expire.
A pool candy.
Mike and Ikes is definitely an anytime candy.
I mean, I love Mike and Ikes, and I'll eat them at the movie and pool.
I'll eat Mike and Ike's right here, right now, if anybody gets me.
I
used to go
to
Sam's Club and get those
Zats.
Giant bags.
Zats. Sporting events.
Zats are like the poor man's Warheads.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
remember Neglected Child.
Right, yeah.
Neglected Child.
No video game systems had to eat Zats instead of Warheads.
Clear Kool-Aid.
Her quote-unquote clear Kool-Aid and her Zats. Sugar,
and then we would give it to them, and they would think it was water, and then they would drink it and realize it wasn't water. It was hilarious.
It was water with sugar.
Jokes on them. It wasn't water. It was Kool-Aid.
And then my dad was mad because I gave away all our
Kool-Aid.
So was it like super sour or like bad tasting? Did they spit it out? No, it was just Kool-Aid. It was just clear. They just thought it was water.
But
until they drank it.
But
did they keep drinking it afterwards? Well, yeah, it was Kool-Aid. It was really good.
Tyler, but here's the kicker. It was clear, so it looked like water.
Oh,
so they thought it might be water.
Man,
when
you
told them it was water.
Funny, don't you?
And then when it wasn't, they were like super surprised. It was hilarious.
best episode
ever. You guys played the worst pranks ever.
Yeah. So what else do you do in Colorado?
Someone thought they were going to get water and said they were drinking
one time,
Kool-Aid. We got them good.
One time we told these guys, we went and bought like all these hamburgers at Burger King, but then we put them in a Happy Meal box and gave it to them. And they thought it was like McDonald's hamburgers, but they opened it up and it was Burger King.
It was Burger King
you
hamburgers.
Should see the look on their faces. We got them good.
No, we didn't have those in the We didn't have fast food restaurants where I lived.
Wow.
But you know what Colorado does have that this horrible state doesn't have? We didn't have any fast food restaurants for
7-Eleven.
Miles and miles and miles around. But we did have this wonderful place. 7-Eleven.
Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita. That place, too. That's where, Tyler went there last time we were in Rocky Mountain.
Horrible,
guys.
I did.
And you were let down.
Okay, first of all, you don't go to Casa Bonita because the food's fantastic. You go to the Casa Bonita because the sopapillas are never ending and there's guys jumping off the goddamn cliffs into the water.
Hold up. I have heard 9 million things about Casa Bonita. No. Excuse me. Aaron, excuse me. No.
Goes for the men in speedos.
Everyone goes for the men in speedos.
It's true. And I don't go for the men in speedos. I go for the guys dressed up like cowboys who
shoot each other,
pirates and stuff.
Okay, guys. I need a moment. I have heard a million things about Casa Bonita. But this is the first time I heard that the sopapillas are endless.
Never ending.
Yeah,
sopapillas.
I never heard that. I mean, eventually eventually they're gonna like look at you like, dude, seriously.
No.
But
no,
you could just keep putting that flag up over and over again.
Why has nobody shared this with me?
Because like, they're gross too.
No,
they're the worst sopapillas.
You can't have
in the
gross
world.
Sopapillas. That's
I
like
I promise you, they're
you
gross.
You really can't. They're pretty awesome.
No, it's fried bread with cinnamon and sugar on it. You can't make that gross.
Yeah,
bring
out honey
they
with
cinnamon
it. Honey.
Sugar on it. I think it's just plain limp.
Okay, then it's fried
like,
bread. Then you still
noodles.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's definitely fried bread with lots of honey. I mean, I don't know.
You know, I should probably stop talking. I'm probably hurting Casa Bonita's market.
Oh, yeah. Right now, we are just totally cutting into it.
So are we skipping the Irish place for Casa Bonita this next?
Nope.
No. We're going back to, what's it, to Katie? Was it
Mulligan's?
Katie Mulligan's?
Mullins?
It was just Mullins. Because we kept calling it Katie Mulligan's last time, and
everybody
would look
it up
on Google and be like, you mean this Katie Mullins Irish pub? That's
Katie Mullins. Isn't that like a 90s like pop star?
I'm sure. But she retired and opened up an Irish pub in downtown Denver that has really good food.
That's a win.
Who knew that Irish food could be good when it's in downtown Denver?
Hey, is anybody else hungry? Just
yeah.
curious. Just
Apparently
curious.
We all are.
Man.
Maybe we're going to cut this episode short and eat some food. Maybe some fried bread with honey all over it.
I tell
I'm
you
down.
What, man.
I'm on it.
I'm putting
I'll
the flag
it.
Up right now.
Shit. I'm going to make some food.
Is what's her face still open across the street? Wait, we can go grab some sopapillas.
Ooh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The restaurant across the street. I can't remember.
La Fiesta?
Yeah, La Fiesta over there.
Oh.
I think they close at 9.
Do I do sopapillas there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And churros.
I could go for some of those too. Or then we'll just drive all the way down to you. You want some churros? Just drive down to Taco Juan's.
What were we talking about?
Food.
Sean Bean dying.
Sean Bean.
I'm just trying to figure out how we got to sopapillas.
You brought it up.
How we get to Casa Bonita?
That would be.
We were talking about Denver. Not much to do in 7-Eleven, but they had a Casa Bonita.
Oh, that was me.
No fast food.
Kansas has 7-Elevens. We just have 7-Elevens in our town.
There's 7-Elevens about 60 miles away from here.
There's 7-Elevens everywhere in Kansas City.
Yeah, Holton.
Can we talk? If we're going to keep talking about food, let's talk about all the places we eat on the convention tour because we can go back to Chicago. And
let's talk about pizza.
We just booked our place for C2E2. Yep, that's right. Just dropped our first con announcement for 2015.
Oh.
The conversation.
To be fair, you already threw up Planet Comic Con.
I didn't say we were going to be there. I just said it was a fun show.
You said you were looking forward to seeing all the people there. Okay.
Yeah.
This is true.
I could be going there personally. Right. I may not be going there for Project Nerd.
Do
you go to things not as Project Nerd anymore?
No, really, no.
Do you go to the grocery stores not as Project Nerd?
Nope. You had a question, Aaron?
I was just wondering if you still had that box of beignet mix from the Casco Tour lady.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm. From Café du Monde.
So let's do that right now.
I'm going to go start cooking. See y'all.
All right.
Bye.
Let's do it.
Oh my God, she is running.
Yeah, no, she is excused from this episode.
but
if she's gonna go into that kitchen and make
Rico
all of
Benny's.
Us food, like
we got our hotel down the Rico Benny's. Yeah, we get the spreads.
Carbone.
I don't know. I'm looking
to the
Carbone.
Chinese place.
No, so the Mexican food place under the bridge.
No, you just have to go under the bridge to get there. No, it's in China.
It's next to the express.
It's under the over. It's under the loop. It's not under the bridge because we under the bridge and then it's under the overpass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's under the overpass. It's under a highway. It's under a highway. No, the expresso machine's hanging out under the tracks. There,
it was gone though when we came back.
That's right. It might be back when we go next year. I don't know.
This is a story people need to not know about
us walking down
our hotel. And our, we have a
hotel.
Don't tell
people where we're staying. We have hotel celebrities, dude.
We have a hotel south of the loop, and there's if you walk down under a sketchy bridge, there's a lot of really good places to eat.
First of all, make sure you go out the north or west doors, because if you go out the east doors, you might be approached by ladies of the night, as Tyler so referred to them as last year.
Did I?
Oh, that's my phrase.
Oh, was it you? Okay, yeah. My bad. Adam,
I think I had another phrase for him.
And then if you head west, we go under the bridge, the scary bridge that had the espresso machine just hanging out.
Yeah.
That did disappear by the end of the
and
weekend.
And then over another bridge, and then under the loop.
Under the highway is where this delicious Mexican food restaurant is.
Oh, it's amazing.
But if you can't make it that far, there's also the world famous
fried steak sandwich.
Oh wow!
From where the Italian steak sandwich?
Goodness gracious!
And they had the fried custard too.
And that's
we make it? Can we get to more? How many shows are in McCormick? Because we need it to be right there too. We need them to be because that the Italian place, the hole in the wall that we go to there.
Oh, the pizza place,
pizza joint
that we decided to order two
extra large.
Hey, David knocked it out though. David knocked it out of the park.
David ate so much pizza that weekend.
Goodness. But I guess when you go do 2 hours of CrossFit every morning.
Every meal.
Yeah, you can kind of, you can eat 10 slices of deep dish pizza.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, it was really good pizza too.
Oh. It was.
Dude, I'm so looking forward to that this year.
What else was over there? There's a Chinese restaurant
over there. I didn't get any of that pizza.
White Castle.
What? Oh, that's right. That's right. You didn't.
Were you not? You weren't feeling good.
Oh, you weren't feeling
good
when you were at the restaurant, were you?
Because we went the night we drove in, like all morning. So we were like all just like exhausted.
None of us felt real good. And like I would have eaten more of it, but like we ate two pieces of it. I was like, I can't actually.
And I bought. Remember, I bought like breadsticks or cheesy bread or something.
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah. Somebody, and then we had like Parmesan fries. And
Everything. Every group of people that went up to order got a side. And then we got the two giant pizzas. I'm like, why did we get so much? What is wrong with us?
So much food.
They started bringing out pizza. We're all completely stuffed already. Like,
we walked home, and then it started raining on us when we were walking back to the hotel.
With pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
well, I mean, that's okay.
Man, I am excited for that.
Chicago's
I tell you
fun.
What. No, I'm excited
okay,
for
it. Seriously, though, I don't even care what we need to do, like who, what we need to do, how early we need to get up, we need to figure out. As a group, we're going to go see Sue this time.
This guy is...
I
well,
love the Field
thing.
Museum. And
we don't have a booth to set up this year. So we get out there Thursday. We'll sleep early Thursday morning.
Then go to the Field Museum.
And then we got Thursday evening. We don't have
I'm
to be
okay
worried
that,
about...
Or go to the Navy Pier, too. We should do that, too.
Oh,
so
Navy
instead
Pier's
of driving fun. All night like we do, we'll wake up early Thursday morning. And then we'll have a pro nerd pre-party because, like you said, everywhere I go I have to be Project Nerd at the museum. So come meet us Thursday night before
C2E. Are we
not doing a
booth this year? I guess I didn't realize
that. Not in Chicago.
Okay. I guess I knew that. No,
we're we're going to be on the floor. So for those of you in Chicago that listen to us, which is actually a number of you, we won't be at a booth set up this year. So this is our first kind of like official announcement because we're given details of it. But we will have teams roaming the floor. There'll be, I mean, a good number of us out there. And we'll have a couple things of audio, video, everything going on. So we got a lot of coverage coming out. And we have some really cool things at all of our conventions this next year to announce. So a number of awesome exclusive, timed exclusive sponsored cosplay shoots, things like that, that we're pretty stoked for. So big year ahead, that's for sure. Anybody else not believe that it's almost 2015 already, actually?
Yeah,
like, it's getting kind of crazy. So
yeah.
Very crazy.
So exciting stuff there. All right, now that we're all just thinking about this food.
Go see Interstellar.
Go
to love of God. I need to talk to people about it.
I got, like I said, there's four movies I got to go
and
see.
And it's not, definitely not something I can talk about without, like,
giving spoilers.
Well, not so much giving spoilers. I don't want to color like your viewing of it.
Oh, like, you don't want to be like, well, there was this thing, and then we go and.
But I really didn't like it.
You know, to be honest, Tyler, we don't really listen to your opinion anyway. So
I do. Tyler.
I'm saying like the way I would describe my problems with it, you wouldn't be able to. Like,
you would
watch
be
it
looking for those things. Yeah.
Those things.
Okay. No, makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. So, Bob, you're gonna go see four movies this weekend.
I wish I could.
I need more like movie people to see it and see the. And see if they saw the same things I did, or if it was just me trying to get to.
Well, Bob, are you?
I'm gonna.
Is that
to
the top of your list, Interstellar?
Yeah, it is, and I also want to go see Mockingjay. That starts this week.
Oh yeah, that does.
That actually looks really.
I finally watched Catching Fire on Netflix this past weekend. I was actually trying to work, and we had it on the TV behind me, and I kept turning around, and then I finally just came over here and sat down, and was like, "That sucks. I'm gonna have to work all night now." Because
good not, movie.
It was. Good.
I thought it was better than the first one.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was definitely better than the first one. Because I definitely think it's the weaker book of the two. Like, if you're comparing the first book, second book,
yeah,
not even close.
No, the movie was
definitely
good.
Stronger.
So what else? So you're working your list down.
Big Hero.
That one's good. But of those movies you're listing, Big Hero 6 is one that you could wait.
Yeah.
Like, you need to see Interstellar in theater. Like, I need to go see that, because that's one, not only for the stuff that's coming out about what's going on.
If I don't say anything else about the movie, I saw it, obviously, at the Graft House, 70
in the
millimeter.
70 millimeter. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, that's something you got to see.
Yeah.
I could see the advantage of seeing, like, a Mockingjay. You're getting into the high point of the series in terms of the revolution, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Worthy of theater. Big Hero 6 is fun, but animation, I mean, you can get an incredible viewing of an animated movie on a large screen TV and surround sound at home. But
and then Dumb and Dumber 2.
And that's another one. Yeah, check it out at home. Yeah. So you've got them. I think you got them ranked properly there of the four. I would put Interstellar at the top priority of those ones.
Yes.
Although Big Hero 6 was a really fun movie. The more I think about it, the more I was pretty pleased with it.
I don't know. Maybe I might have to go see that over at Junk Town.
What?
In the butt. Sorry. Butters, dude. Butters. Does everything reference South Park?
It should.
It should, yes.
Everything references The Simpsons, which in turn references the South Park.
Okay.
Simpsons did it first.
Simpsons did it.
Okay. So, all right, Bob's got his weekend loaded with that.
And if it doesn't reference Simpsons, it references Seinfeld.
Okay. I'm down for that. I'm fine with all three of those references, so.
I get that reference.
I guess, so we have Mockingjay this weekend, and then what comes out Thanksgiving weekend? Don't we have a big release?
No.
No.
I think the Penguins of Madagascar.
But that comes out like the Wednesday before, right?
Yeah.
So that way it airs Thursday.
It always does, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
the kids' movie comes out Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Always.
Which, who takes their kids to see a movie on Thanksgiving? Do people really do that?
No, they go shopping.
Back when I used to have Thanksgivings with family, I would do those.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we would all meet somewhere, and not everyone would do it, but we'd all meet at, like, either an aunt or uncle's house or a grandparent's house or our house, something like that, and then
by the time somebody's like, okay, get these kids
basically
out of the house.
That evening, a couple of the adults and all the kids, we would go and see a movie.
Yeah. Like, there's too many kids here, get them out of the house.
And it's almost always like a Christmas movie or like a holiday movie or a kids movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. Like, I know it's a thing for people to wake up Christmas morning and do the presents, and then go see the Christmas Day movie, like in that evening or something.
See,
I know that's more of a thing.
Never done that, but Thanksgiving definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What was
I
the
was
Christmas?
Too busy
what
playing
was
video games.
What was the Christmas Day movie last year? Oh yeah, Wolf of Wall Street.
That's the one you take your kids to.
That's fine.
On
Family
Christmas
fair,
Day.
Right there, buddy.
Broke the record for F-bombs in a movie.
Yeah,
right.
I felt like there was a kids release last year too, because it was crowded.
I'm sure there was.
This year we have what? We have Annie. Like, we have three movies, like, dropping, if not Christmas that week.
Forgot about
like,
it.
Yeah, Into the Woods, Annie.
Into the Woods and Annie both
yeah,
on Christmas
think,
Day, right?
Yeah, Night at the Museum is, like, that week.
Yeah, you got a lot of family movies hitting that week. Yeah. Nope. Night at the Museum 3. Robin Williams' last movie. So, he takes on, was it Garfield? Is that who he's playing in there? Who's he playing?
Roosevelt.
Yeah, okay.
Roosevelt.
The movies are bad. Like, I don't remember.
The first one's
Garfield
not
the Cat,
a terrible kids movie.
No, I can sit
but
through the first
that,
one. No, the second one was I couldn't even sit through it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was pretty horrible.
I think I got up about halfway.
The first one's
I was like
proof of concept, and you're like, oh, this actually works. This is pretty cool. And then they made the second one, and it's the exact same movie. Like, we didn't stretch
with Amy
Adams. We didn't stretch the idea at all. We didn't do anything new. This is just
they did something new. They switched to museums.
Well,
They put in the romantic.
He had a romantic interest in the first.
That was
one.
Like the
yeah, but it was Carla Gugino, and she's in like two scenes. She's there before the museum closes, and then she's there when it reopens.
Yeah,
again.
But it was still there.
This
there
one
still
he has
the
like the female sidekick, Amy Adams.
Yeah,
in
that was and that was
who
Amy
talks
Adams.
Like she's in
that
a,
was Amy Adams' worst performance I've
and
ever seen.
Talks like she's in a 1920s newsreel.
Yeah, it's that's everybody's worst performance you've ever seen.
Oh,
like, I mean.
Yeah, Amelia
the acting
Earhart,
in Sharknado 2 is better than the acting in Night at Museum.
Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, no, well maybe I'll take that one back. Tara Reid's in
good
it.
Call.
Yeah. So, Yeah, so a lot of holiday, a lot of movies still to come out the rest of this year,
yeah.
And we haven't even really seen like where are we on the big award movies, like the big awards.
They just actually had the Hollywood Film Awards, which I don't really consider to be a major award.
Film Critic Awards, and they gave it to
Gone Girl.
Really
got the top prize.
And Imitation Game won Best Actor, Supporting Actress, Director. I think won screen. No, it didn't win screenplay. Gone Girl did.
Drafthouse Films again getting a lot of love for documentary. Mm-hmm. Although Bob outguessed us all last year, we all thought Act of Killing was going to take it, but The Overnighters this year might actually because it's.
It's
not quite. As
I don't know. I think Life itself is still.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be such a.
Life itself is
going
to be
hard. That's a
lock. My bad. Yeah, I forgot.
That's a lock.
I forgot that came out this year too.
Yeah, I just think, like I said, is. Life itself is just kind of a crowd pleaser. Same thing as
no, you don't even have to.
It's so
yep,
good.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Totally forgot that one.
Yeah.
So, I don't feel like last winter especially too. We just got poured on the like award contending dramas.
Oh yeah, end of October through.
I don't feel like
December,
like
yeah.
I don't feel like I'm seeing them on the list
yeah,
this year.
Really,
or am I missing it?
I mean, I think limited release was this last week was like Foxcatcher, Imitation Game.
Oof. Sketcher looks good.
Rosewater,
yeah.
But even these movies aren't like
Foxcatcher is pretty.
I understand, but they don't seem to be at that level of like Wolf of Wall Street, American Hustle. Those like not only are they the award contenders, but like people are lining up to see them. Type Foxcatcher definitely looks interesting. I know all of us have discussed it. And mm-hmm. It's definitely a. But is that like I don't know? It just doesn't seem. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
It's not a box office draw.
Yeah,
that's the way to put
but
it.
But it's not going to draw the
it's
numbers.
It's not one that's
going to
make
if,
money
right.
and be critically.
It felt
acclaimed.
Like last
okay.
year.
I'll
it felt like
one.
Last year
there were critically acclaimed blockbusters.
Yeah, that's what it felt like last year. Is that all those
all
that snuck
were.
Out at the end of the year were like, oh, these ones are also going to bring in a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like,
there's just I don't know. There just doesn't seem like it this year. I mean,
it feels like this year is going to go back to that those where we have those certain years where you have those movies that were like, oh yeah, and they re-release them around award season because nobody
yeah.
really saw them in
I'm
theaters.
I'm trying to think of movies this year that were big and
Guardians of the Galaxy.
There's not
Guardians of the Galaxy
really
for Best
isn't.
Picture. Let's start a campaign. It's like a Heisman Trophy campaign. Right. We'll start sending
Guardians.
Like,
I
yeah.
think yeah.
Guardians
I think right
Oscar.
Now I think the movie. To beat is, I mean, Gone Girl.
Gone Girl's
it's
definitely
be, yeah.
up there.
Yeah.
And it's definitely going to be up there for, you know, all the things.
I think so.
Actor or stuff like that. So.
I think
Actress.
So. Actress. Score, again, because anytime Reznor does a score for.
Yeah.
for
Interstellar is going to get a lot of love.
Yeah.
Having seen it now, it's going to
yeah.
get a lot
especially
of
especially
love.
Reading the details behind that, where they're talking about the score. How he's like, would you do a score for me? And
gives him a piece of paper.
Gives
yeah.
him a piece of paper.
It's pretty good. It's a really really good movie, and it's. I mean, I will guarantee almost without any. Like without any reservations that it will win the Academy Award for Best Cinematography, in a walk.
Okay.
For no other reason, you have to see it just to see it. Like, take everything else out of it. You just have to see the movie.
Understood.
Like,
you
visually,
mean it'll beat Transformers?
Well, we will. When they get closer to when it gets closer to award season, we'll definitely have plenty of time to talk about that. But we do have hopefully some food being prepped for us, as well as we are.
It smells that way.
Running far on time. But what I want to do is, your mic's been turned off. So, she's saying it tastes so good, but her mic's been turned off.
It's so good.
So she's still Bob's mic. But... I feel like this was a dynamite episode, guys. I was pretty pleased. We went mm-hmm. down some dark alleys that Tyler doesn't like to go down. Although he drove us further down one.
I mean, yeah. Obviously, if you're going to open the door for him, I'm totally cool with going down him.
He's like, I'm just not going
to
open
like,
the door.
It's like, when I open the door, it's all my fault. Like, you're going to start making teenage pregnancy jokes. I'm going for broke on it. I don't care.
What's going to be the best part is I'm going to edit that out.
I'm gonna make
and now
it
everybody's
going
to be like, what's Tyler talking about? Teenage pregnancy jokes? So...
That Iggy
so,
made.
No. So definitely, of course, we have some, you know, convention announcements around the corner. A lot of big things for us for 2015. Tell us, you know, give us a little bit about what you're looking forward to in 2015, maybe some conventions for next year. Your favorite places to eat when you're going to conventions. We talked a little bit about Denver Comic Con, C2E2. We didn't really talk about the food around Planet Comic Con.
My favorite part is going to eat.
Yeah. Can we, just to say this, Adam and I have already decided we'll be traveling together. Bereft of the rest of you again, and we're going to find some way to eat a zombie burger without you guys.
No, no,
no,
because you know, because fuck you guys.
Hey, no,
that's fair.
That's fair. Awesome. Oh my goodness. If we leave, like I said, if we leave around, that's about 5 hours. We can leave around 6 or 7 in the morning, and that puts us out there at about the right time. So, all right. So before the food smacking comes in the microphones as we're being handed delicious fried goodness. We're going to close this out, but definitely leave us any comments, feedback you want. And of course, join us next week as we return for another episode. And until that time, we'll catch you next week.